Hello there, friend. Welcome to Start Early Today, your daily dose of mindfulness and positivity. How's it going? Hope you're doing well wherever you may be. Hope you're practicing our mindfulness tools. How's the breath? Hope you're feeling more connected to the truth of what you really are, which is infinite. We are immortal and infinite. Our lives might end or will have an end for sure, but you won't. We're talking about you with a capital Y. We're talking about the self with a capital S, the truth of what you are, the beginning of your life even before you were born. There was a life of you, your soul. So have you been tapping into that, my friend? So tune into the inner world. Make a practice of doing an inner exploration and provide gentleness and ease to the body. Become more acquainted with your physical body and at the same time with the endless chatter of the mind. Become at ease and at peace with it. Life comes from us, not at us. So cultivate a mindset of proactivity instead of reactivity, focusing more on responding rather than reacting. Are you always on the defense? Defense and putting up walls is the first act of war. So become gentle through deep breaths and see the similarities, see the oneness and the connectivity instead of the differences. Everything helps one another, much like the trees communicating with its roots all across the earth. And this is the same with humans. Thich Nhat Hanh said that we are all interbeings, that we are all interconnected by strings. And that is string theory, if you're into quantum physics. They all say the same things. Energy, frequency, vibration. Focusing more on the things that are unseen. As humans, we tend to hang out in the intellect more. You hang out in the brain too much. We think too much. We tend to analyze and go hither and thither, back and forth, running. And this causes so much trouble. This tenses up your nervous system. This causes you to crunch up, crumple in, tense, and like an armadillo, you know? But the opposite of that is an open heart. When you lift up the chest, pull the shoulders back, and to not hide from anything, because your uniqueness and whatever you can provide and bring to the table is acknowledged. It is honored. So speak your truth out and make sure that it is one of life-affirming, one of nobility, one of blessedness, one of affirmation of life, one of connection, one that connects yourself to the higher part of yourself and to everybody, that we are all the same. We are all undergoing a journey of learning. So respect each other's journey, respect yourself's journey. Open up to yourself, become an honest looker or an honest observer. And study yourself. We can study ourselves and where we are, and to seek out where we're going. Write it down. It's so much fun to write things down and cross it out. If you've been practicing the index card technique, have a little index card each day with three things that you will hold yourself accountable to, and cross it out, bang it out, and assess and review and adjust your goalposts as needed. Tend to watch over your physical body, make sure it's strong. Tend to your emotional body, tend to your intellectual body as well. And maintain this balance. And through breath, all is well. All is just running in the name of love. And know that whatever you have suffered from, you learned from. And whatever we resist, we're gonna suffer greater until the lesson is learned. And most times it's just a lesson of acceptance, a lesson of letting go, a lesson of greater understanding. We can rise above, take a step back, rise above, be in the center. And in that centeredness, you are strong. And when you tap into the divinity of what you are, as Yogananda said, you'll be still in the crash of breaking worlds. But you're there, just sitting. You're sitting like the Buddha, like Elena Brower, just sitting. And all the chaos of the mind is just being observed and being watched. Just as an ocean, or just the clouds. It may be stormy. It might be floody at times. It might get too cold. It might get too constraining for you. But all in all of these moments and in times of your life, hold this centeredness and hold this focus. Just focusing on the breath and in the gentleness of your eyebrows, unclenching of the fist and doing what's necessary and specific in a kind, calm, powerful manner. There's nothing that cannot be overcome. Everything can be overcome. Everything can be surpassed. And every trial and tribulation is a blessing in disguise. The book, it's all in your head, friend. Everything is a thought, and thoughts can be changed, is available on Amazon. Just Google It's All in Your Head, Friend by Paulo Peralta. It is 200 ways of turning things around right this moment. And I would like to add to that title, only if you want to. Because if you're okay and centered, there's no need of changing it, my friend. So just keep on breathing, keep on believing the good, set those audacious goals up, believe that you can achieve it with the right plan. And you too, my friend, can design your own plan. That's the beauty of this life, that we are all in charge of what is gonna happen. The reality that you see in front of you is by you, okay? And if you sit quietly, there's nothing you will not know. Everything is revealed in silence. The sages, the Buddhas, Jesus, and you. Jesus came here to tell you and to show you that you are the Son of God. And what does that mean? The Son of God contains a particle of himself in each of his children. In the same way you contain the genes of your dad. Okay? And in the same manner, we are all a child of this divine sparkle. Sparkle? Spark? It can be sparkly. Your spark can be sparkly. So whatever, just imagine where we came from. We came from the heavens, the heavenly bodies. What even is that? So if we meditate on the miracle of life, as you bite into a fruit, that fruit came about through sunlight, from the flaring flames of the sun, and it penetrated the atmosphere, all the layers of the atmosphere, through waves of sound and light, and it went into a seed, and all of the nutrients of the whole earth communicated and brought forth a tree. And then the tree bore fruit, bared fruit, fruited. So to the mind that is still, there's nothing impossible, or the whole universe shall surrender. And know that nothing stands against persistent effort. If your goal is peace of mind, if your goal is joy, if you just want to be happy, nothing stands against that. And only if you persist. And persistence comes with knowing what you're going to persist in, knowing what you're going to work on, and be deliberate and determined. Be determined to be joyful. And it's all just happening inside your head. Everything can be easy, okay? The hardest part is to just stepping out of our comfort zone a little bit. But once you dip your toes and take the first step, and the next step will happen, momentum shall ensue. You can set goals, you can seek knowledge, you can learn how to change. Watch your finances and master your time, because that's the game, my friend, of this time-space reality. You gotta manage your time. How do you spend your hours? What do you consume? Do you consume junk? Like the same way you consume a whole lot of junk food? Well, you're gonna get a junk consciousness if you do so. Because what you sow, you shall reap. It is your actions wherein you get your results. And it is pretty self-explanatory. Emerson said and pointed out and expounded on the law of cause and effect. So just learn to live well by learning the simple laws. And it's just like driving a car. Once you get your license and you learn the basic principles, it's going to be automated. Through habit forming. With a new day comes new strength. So today, may we be blessed with a new way of seeing things, a new and a more revitalized version of ourselves. And remember, epigenetics. It's all about your attitude. If you think of it as good, so it shall be. So that is the power of man, that he can change his attitude and he changes the whole world. How are you going to change the world from yesterday? Okay? And make it better, brighter, more inspiring, more peaceful, more generous. And it does not need to be material things. We tend to get too attached to material. Material is the most dead thing that there is, because it has hardened as such. Focus more on the hazy wave state in the four-dimensional world. That is where dreams are. That is where your possibilities are. The things that are yet to be. The things that are yet to be. And we live from that. Live from that instead of living to it. That's the Neville Goddard philosophy, wherein you live from your future. Act as if it is, and so it shall. Act as though things that aren't... Act as if the things that aren't are, and so it shall be. Look up onto the hills, from whence cometh your help. Okay? Let go of doubt, let go of worries, they do not longer serve you. We think we're addicted. We think we need it because we're just used to it, and we tend to get attached to what we know. But you can change in an instant. You can change in an instant by shifting the way you think. Calleth things that are not as though they were, and the unseen shall become seen. These philosophies are in the Bible as old as time. So, and metaphysicians, writers, poets have said the thing that we need most, and they are the basic things. Just be confident in your imagination. Be confident that all is well, that you're well taken care of. Let go of blame, resent, and murmuring. And dust yourself off and go for it. It will go. It's gonna go if you go for it, my friend. It's gonna go if you go for it. Our friend Kid Francescoli, an amazing musician, played at Arlene's Grocery in New York last 15 years ago for 7 people. And then today we're gonna see him live. Thank heavens we know him, because we're on the guest list and the show is sold out. And he's been doing that for a couple of years now. I mean, more than a couple of years. Selling out stadiums and theaters. From 7 people to selling out stadiums and theaters. So how do you explain that? He just kept on going. So may you keep on going. May you keep on going. Knowing that the going is the reward in and of itself. That it is complete as you do it. That the reward is the opportunity to just work on it. To work on it. You've already won. And with that, my friend, I will leave you with a quote that goes like this. The future belongs to those who believe in the beauty of their dreams. StartEarlyToday.com. MakePureThyHeart.com. If you enjoyed this episode, feel free to comment and share, and you'll get a shout out and maybe a free tumbler or a shirt or a notebook or a journal. Who knows? It's in the 4D yet to become reality, but that's where everything is, in the 4D, my friend. So how does it look like? What does it look like for you? It's up to you to create. That's it for today. Namaste.